Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast.
Ruthless but fair. Julia Hartley Brewer.
Comprehensive coverage of all the news stories that matter to you.
Harder, older, Hartley Brewer.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast from Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Julia Hartley Brewer and you are with Talk TV. Right now, just some breaking news, just in case you've just tuned in. Richard Tice, the leader of Reform UK, is hosting a press conference where he is due in the next couple of moments to announce that Lee Anderson, previously Labour councillor, actually many years ago, he was a Conservative MP now sitting as an independent former deputy chairman of the Conservative Party, is to defect to Reform UK. This after being suspended from the party. We'll bring you any more developments on that in the next couple of moments. Careful, I'm looking down to find out. Also, an interesting development on the royal story about the manipulated photograph of Kate Middleton, of the Princess of Wales, with her three children, issued by Kensington Palace for Mother's Day, pulled by pretty much every major news and picture agency for being manipulated. We've spotted like more than seven issues where clearly there has been some sort of photoshopping. Agencies were not happy with it. They have pulled the image. But just some breaking news, and Sam Armstrong is with me. He's a commentator, and you've just noticed this news. What Kate has had to say about this?
Yes, that's right. Kensington Palace have just put out a tweet that's from Catherine. It's signed by her name. It says, "Like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrating had a very happy Mother's Day, Catherine." So yeah. She says she edited it herself. No palace flunkies involved.
I tell you what a lot of people might have thought was, given that it was about 10 p.m. last night when this photograph was pulled and questions had been raised all day, to wait until 10:35 on the Monday sounds to me like there's been a crisis meeting and a lot of negotiation. I've been around this world for long enough. That may well be the case, but the fact that that information was not put out by the palace last night, I think, is very strange indeed. Shows a level of, there's either something going on or a level of abject incompetence by everyone at the palace. Neither of which is good.
Yes, that's right. Well, I will say this. It would have been very easy indeed for Catherine to throw a junior official under the bus for any mistake. She hasn't done that. She's taken personal responsibility for editing that photo. Oh. It's not exactly the crime of the century.
Oh, no, but it's the fact that they've left this hanging. Well, I'd love to hear your reaction to that. Do get in touch. Also, of course, the news that say about Reform UK. Well, we're going to put all of this to my next guest, and we're also going to talk to you about extremism, because three former Conservative Home Secretaries have warned Michael Gove, he's the Housing and Levelling Up Secretary, against using extremism to score political points. That's before he is due to announce his new anti-extremism plan this week. Well, I'm joined now by former Defence Minister Tobias Elwood, who's a Conservative MP. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning to you.
Thanks for that. Conservative MP, just checking, you're not planning to go defect over to Reform UK. Worried about your seat, are you?
No, not at all. I mean, I understand why you want to focus on that, but it's no surprise that Lee Anderson has made this journey. You touched on the fact that he started in the Labour Party. The Conservative Party has won elections again and again and again in our history, not over the decades, but over the centuries, because we've been a centre-right party that appeals to the electorate as a whole. Any party, Labour or Conservative, that moves to the extreme, moves to the fringe, then removes themselves from getting elected. Labour proved this with Jeremy Corbyn. So I think the fact that Lee Anderson was feeling perhaps not part of the fault and feels more at home with the Reform Party, I think both the Reform Party will be pleased. I think quietly the Conservative Party will be pleased as well. It has been a huge distraction over the last number of weeks.
Well, yeah, it certainly has been a lot of focus on it. Actually, you should talk about this, like Reform UK is the fringe. I think a lot of Conservative voters would say Lee Anderson represents Tory values. He's not the fringe at all. He's saying what a lot of them are thinking. And actually, the sort of the pandering to the woke ideology, failure to take action, putting taxes up, OK, then occasionally taking them down, not standing up on issues like, you know, again, talking the talk but not walking the walk when it comes to the pro-Palestinian marches and other extremism and the like, that actually it is Lee Anderson who speaks for the average voter, average Conservative voter in this country, and not actually the government or the party that he's leaving.
No, I don't agree with that at all. Leadership is about taking people to the places that we need to go, not just playing on the anger and building up on the populism. It's very easy for me to take everything that you've just said and say, I agree with you. These are problems. My goodness, nobody is doing anything about it. It's harder to then come up with the solutions of actually what you then need to do. And the difficult budget that we've had there is based on the fact that we've just had 14 years of two seismic events that no government would anticipate to deal with, namely the COVID crisis, £400 billion that we didn't expect to spend, and then Ukraine as well, which is a couple of £200 billion more. That's money that we clearly would like to spend elsewhere, clearly like to see in reducing taxes and so forth. But the fact that we now have inflation going down to 2% when it was up in double figures, that with confidence in business is now growing and investment is returning back to the UK, and we're leaning in on some of those bigger international issues, such as what's going on in the Red Sea and indeed in Ukraine as well. This Prime Minister has navigated us back into easier economic climate and indeed into calmer political waters. That's the bigger picture that we need to be focusing on.
Well, I mean, a lot of people will agree with a lot of that, but they'll also say this is a government that has lost touch with a lot of things. Just to say, by the way, breaking news, in the last minute, Lee Anderson has been introduced by Richard Tyson, Reform UK leader, as their first ever Reform UK MP. So that is now official. So we'll bring you some comments that he has made in just a couple of moments. But when we talk to things like what we invited you on to talk about, this extremism announcement, a lot of people saying a lot of this, it's just too little, too late. You've got a government that has been in power for 14 years. You have allowed the creeping, increasing influence and power of Islamist groups, you know, a Batley Grammar School teacher, a cinema chain basically being bullied out of showing a film. I know you've always spoken up on a lot of these things, to your credit, but actually very little action being taken. People chanting, you know, from the river to the sea and holding up even, you know, Hamas slogans and flags and things on marches every other week in London since the October the 7th massacre. This stuff has gone on far too long.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even extremism, I would say, I do think it's a massive extremism, trans activists who are stopping women speaking, who are basically trying to make sure anyone who doesn't agree with their ideology is hounded out of their jobs and out of polite society. There is so much going on that the government hasn't done anything about. Indeed, they've welcomed it into the civil service, they've welcomed it into our schools, welcomed it into the NHS, and they go, well, nothing we can do about it. And I think a lot of people, and I think a lot of my audience certainly, go, well, if you either care about this stuff or you don't, and announcing a new definition of extremism isn't really going to hack it.
Well, I agree with some of what you say, but I also say that we are an open and tolerant country. I think the Prime Minister's intervention, his speech outside of Number 10, I think underlined the concerns exactly that as you've been outlining, given the fact that what's going on in Gaza and Israel has certainly inflamed matters. It's raised tensions with MPs being threatened, such as myself, intimidation and threats within communities, and of course, a very ugly by-election as well. So there is a question mark, and I think you allude to this, as to what it is to be British, what are the standards and values that we need to underline and accept. I think I'm right in saying that you spend a bit of time in the United States. I was born there, and you pledge allegiance to the flag every day. There's an awful lot of effort
done. I had to do that at school every morning,
Exactly, to bind the country together. And I think we're a bit more reserved in that sense. But ultimately, this is the question mark for us as a country to debate and agree as to what we should be doing to ensure that we integrate and bind people together and that we don't see segregation. I will say that I've been affected by both elements of this. Outside my house, violent protests as such. You deal with those with a separate grouping of laws compared with those extremists that killed my brother in Bali in 2002. That was jihadism. That was terrorism. And what the concern has been expressed by these former Home Secretaries is the fact that we mustn't conflate the two. And I think the government recognizes that as we look to redefine what extremism is into modern day age. I would also say that we've got individuals who are choosing to test the boundaries of what is acceptable behavior. I never expected to have to legislate on protecting war memorials, for example. Yeah. You wouldn't anticipate anybody wanting to show an absence of reverence for what they are about. But such is the extremes in which some elements are choosing to go to today. That's why this additional legislation, this additional conversation needs to be had.
Well, indeed. I mean, it's a conversation needs to be had, but I think a lot of us wanted to have it rather sooner. Just to say, look, Lee Anderson is giving a little speech after moving to be a former UK MP, and he has said it is not controversial to be worried about illegal immigration, shoplifters getting away with it, hate marches, staging protests in London. That's obviously what he lost his whip for. But he says, we are giving up our streets to a minority of people who literally hate our way of life. He's right, isn't he?
Right. Can I come back and say everything he said there, he's not offered a solution. And that goes back to my point as well. Populism, Trumpism, is all about building on people's fears and saying, look, the establishment haven't got it right. They don't offer any solutions. So absolutely right to point out some of the challenges that we face. But in to do with the shoplifting and so forth, absolutely, it's been affected in Bournemouth as well. Now, I'm working with the Police and Crime Commissioner to get more police officers to make sure they're patrolling on the front line. Our police numbers went down because of the financial crisis that we inherited in 2010. They're now gone back up. So we're now addressing this. That's the way to deal with this, providing solutions, not just outlining the problems.
OK, well, it's great to talk to you. Thank you very much for joining us. That's former Defence Minister Tobias Elwood. Commentator Sam Armstrong is back with me now. You've been chomping at the bit the whole way through that.
Look, I like Tobias. I think he's a good man. But we, the Conservative Party, are running exactly the strategy that Tobias has been calling for. Everything he said there, that's the strategy that's going on at the moment. And the Conservative Party are bottoming out their support in public. They could not be less popular. There comes a floor at which point just a loyalty of traditional Conservative voters that have never voted for anyone else is all you've got. And that's where we are. He says that Lee Anderson's got no solutions. He may well be right, but what are the solutions right now being shown? What's happening to deal with the protests on the street? Nada, nothing. What's happening to deal with shoplifters? Nada, nothing. Nothing is happening. This country is going backwards. People can feel it, I'm afraid. And I say this as a Conservative Party member, and people are sick and tired. They are frustrated. That's why Lee Anderson is defecting. That's why hundreds of thousands, if not millions, if not tens of millions of Conservative voters, people that want to vote for my party, his party, are defecting right now. Some to Reform, some to the Labour Party, and quite a lot more just saying, do you know what? Be done with the lot of you. I'm simply not going
and
to
And that's
vote.
My biggest worry. Well, Lee Anderson, of some of the things he said in the press conference in the last couple of moments, Parliament doesn't understand what the British people want. He says, I want my country back. And he says he wants to be able to speak and expects to be able to speak his mind in politics. And he's hit out at the label controversial, saying his opinions are shared by people across the country. Which, again, I think is probably the case, is it not? Well, anyway, I don't know if we're going to be able to get some texts and some tweets. Have we got any of those messages at all? Okay, I wanted to get some messages. I'd love your reaction to what that photograph of Kate and her children, but also I want to hear from you about Lee Anderson. He has defected to become Reform UK MP after losing the Tory whip. What is your reaction? Do get in touch. The number to call is 0344 499 1000. You can text on 87222 and you can get in touch on X at Talk TV as well.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast.
Ruthless but fair. Julia Hartley Brewer.
Comprehensive coverage of all the news stories that matter to you.
Harder, older, Hartley Brewer.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast from Talk Radio.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.